was not able to make it, but I'm going to be present on her behalf. I'm Kara Burgo. I just finished up my CST fellowship in Louisiana, and I'm the mortality surveillance epidemiologist. Just a disclaimer, I was not able to help her on any of this work, so I might not be great with questions, but I will be going through it with you, so hopefully that's okay. So what I'll be presenting to you today about is the prevalence and reliability of early elective delivery using the standard versus the modified birth certificate data. And just the definition of early elective delivery, it's prior to 39 completed weeks gestation, often restricted to 37 to 39, and it's non-medically indicated. So the definition of medically indicated delivery is generally consistent between sources. And the Joint Commission defines elective delivery as the proportion of singleton infants delivered at 37 to 38 weeks gestation via induction or cesarean section without labor, after excluding medically indicated deliveries. And so there's a few early elective delivery initiatives going on nationally and in Louisiana. And so there's different individual hospital and medical center policy, March of Dimes, and perinatal quality collaboratives. And then in Louisiana, we have Louisiana Birth Outcomes Initiative, the COIN to reduce infant mortality, and this is one of our key, or one of our five key strategies from HRSA in COIN. And so then there's different degrees of measurement for early elective delivery. There's one that comes from the Joint Commission, and this is a retrospective administrative and medical records review. This is usually a lot more timely and costly. And then there's the COIN initiative that uses the U.S. standard birth certificate that we'll look at further. And then there's Louisiana, which we have the U.S. standard birth certificate, and then we also have a state modified birth certificate. So this portion of the birth certificate is an added-on portion of the birth certificate that we'll use to measure this early elective delivery you'll see later. So delivery method measurement, there's characteristics of labor and delivery, all that apply, including induction of labor and so forth. And then there's the final route and method of delivery, which you have to pick one of them, vaginal spontaneous, vaginal forceps, vaginal vacuum, and cesarean. And just a note, if an induction that results in C-section, we count that as an induction. So that's no longer a C-section. So these are medical indications for delivery used by COIN. Many of you have seen these before. Plurality, hypertension, diabetes. So these would all be taken out because they are medical indication, prolonged labor, previous poor outcomes, and so forth. And then these are the medical indications for delivery used in Louisiana. And you can see they're a little different. Some of them coincide as seen in the bold, in the bold. And abnormal fetal heart rate, and so forth. But then there's one part on the Louisiana one. In 2012, which is the data we used for this presentation, we had this other field on the modified birth certificate, and this caused a lot of problems. People were writing in whatever, or the clerk was writing in different things, such as broken leg in the past 2 months as a medical indication, or 38 weeks, 6 days, so she was close enough. So different things like that. And actually in 2014, we took this part out, but this is still a limitation in this set of work. So our main study question was, how does the prevalence of elective delivery between 37 and 39 weeks gestation differ between the estimates from the U.S. standard birth certificate variables versus Louisiana's modified birth certificate variables, and what factors contribute to the differences between the two estimates? So the data sources we used were the 2012 birth certificate data, just from April to December. That's when we were able to implement it. And it's Louisiana residents delivering in state, hospital-based births, singletons, and of course between the 37 to 39 weeks. Excuse me. The COIN measure calculated using standard birth certificate variables for delivery method and medical indications. So this is, we use the work from the COIN initiative to measure that. And then the Louisiana measure calculated using the standard birth certificate variables for delivery method plus that modified certificate listing of medical indications. The statistical methods we used were different frequencies calculated in SAS, Cohen's Kappa used to assess agreement between the measures, and then counts and percents were used to assess differences. So these are some of the results. Let's start here. This is the this is all the births. On the left-hand side, you see the 13,350 that the data included. And this is here once, yeah. The medically indicated births, as you can see here. And just that note, sorry. Medically indicated births were removed prior to the calculation of elective status, but we're just going to look through them for a second. So as you can see here, the COIN and Louisiana measures already differ a little between medically indicated births. But then we go through and take out from cesarean section what happened between these. Overall, 4,339 were cesarean. In COIN, medically indicated, there was about 1,700. In Louisiana, there's about 1,900. And then for vaginal induction, there was about 2,300 and about 1,200 through COIN and 1,400 through Louisiana. So overall, the Kappa statistics were substantial agreement between the two with these medically indicated births, about 0.61 and 0.63. But then we go on and look at the non-medically indicated births. And I'm sorry, all these little notes on the bottom are very important as the numbers come through. So all medically indicated births are removed prior to calculation, as I stated before, of elective status for Louisiana, while only some medically indicated births are removed prior to calculation of elective status for COIN. So as you can see, all the Louisiana numbers are a bit less than the COIN numbers. And then we go on to calculate the elective status. C-section is defined as elective if no indication at delivery or trial labor of labor for COIN and no spontaneous labor for Louisiana. So that no spontaneous labor for Louisiana in C-section, you can see, really cuts the number down from 2,100 to 794. Induction defined as elective if no indication at delivery for COIN and no spontaneous labor for Louisiana. And as you can see again, that little change in definition cuts it from 1176 to 417. And then this final one, which is the funny one. Vaginal spontaneous is defined as elective for none of COIN. So one of the things for COIN measurement, they just take those all out. If it says vaginal spontaneous, there's no way it can be elective. Louisiana has a little different way of measuring that, and you have to have marked no spontaneous active labor. So somehow, we have 802 vaginal spontaneous elective births, which in the end, we still haven't totally figured out. We're hoping most of them are just a clerical error, but we need to look in further. And then so in COIN, the elective percent was about 33.6%. And Louisiana was only 22.6%. And as you can see from the 95% confidence intervals, this was significantly different. So for our overall table, COIN versus Louisiana, elective and non-elective, out of the 13,000 births, there was only agreement, there was only a Kappa score of 0.24 agreement, which is very low. So in the end, all those little differences between calculation between COIN and Louisiana made a big difference. And then also note, a not elective delivery could be due to either a medical indication or active labor prior to delivery. So some limitations to this study. There were potential sources of error. Availability of medical records during the birth record entry, so if the birth entry clerk had those medical records or not. Also, if a physician review of record prior to filling the certificate, if a physician reviewed it right after the clerk entered it, Different sorts of birth clerk training across the state and familiarity with medical terms. And then also Louisiana methods require additional investigation. We were unable to classify 608 deliveries as elective or not because of that other field that I talked about earlier. And then no medical reason checked for that 802 spontaneous vaginal deliveries, where most of them might have been that spontaneous labor, but that was not marked. And no certificates have been validated against medical records to the state. So some conclusions. Elective delivery prevalence estimates using the standard birth certificate versus the Louisiana modified delivery indications differ significantly. Medical indications stratified by delivery type indicated moderate to strong agreement. So that was the first table that I showed. And then standard birth certificate variables underestimated both medical indications for delivery and active labor compared to Louisiana, resulting in an overestimate of elective delivery. Agreement between the measures was at the low end of the fair range for CAPA. Louisiana methods still require further validation and improvement. So further directions. There's an additional field training for birth clerks, especially regarding that other that field for spontaneous labor. And this is a joint effort between our vital records and our Title V SSDI grant. And then we're hoping to do a medical record review. It's constantly being in discussion, but we also have limited resources for that. And medical claims data may provide alternative to record review. And lastly, some public health implications. Indications for delivery that are not available on the standard birth certificate prevented identification of over 10% of medically indicated deliveries. So we're not even picking up those. And then elective delivery prevalence based on the standard birth certificate should be interpreted with caution. All birth certificate indications used to identify elective delivery should be validated using claims data or medical record review, especially as states consider these two options, adapting their state birth certificates for elective delivery identification, and consider implementations of hard stops as part of elective delivery payment reform. And that's it.
Approaches they're taking on these type of issues, and